Good morning. How's everyone today? Great. How many more days left of school? Who knows? I thought every hand was going to go up. Eighth grade, your hands didn't go up. Mr. Hilton, how many more days? You don't know. You know why? Because I said last week, finish strong. Right? We're going to finish strong. But I know you guys know. How many more days? Yeah. What do you think? How many? 2 weeks? 3 weeks? Eighth grade? 2 weeks. All right. We're getting close. But we did something special today. Did you notice that? Did you guys notice what we did today? Talk to me about this. What is this May crowning? Why did we bring flowers in here? Who knows all those answers? Yes, ma'am. We're celebrating Mary. Yes, we are. Why are we celebrating Mary? She's our mother. That's an awesome answer. What other reasons are we celebrating Mary? May is the month of Mary. That was your answer too? Okay, he took it from you. All right, what's your answer? Celebrating Mary.
Because she's the mother.
She's mother of Jesus. Yeah. All right. So today's gospel actually also kind of fits into all of this as well. This is great. Doesn't this look lovely? It smells great too. I'm about to sneeze. So if I sneeze in the middle of a homily, it's because of all these flowers. Some of these flowers have been cut, and some of them are still in dirt and going to be planted into the flower gardens over here, right? By eighth grade, right? Yep. Okay. So here's the question. What's going to happen to the cut flowers in about a week? They're going to die. I mean, they look great right now, don't they? But we know that they're going to kind of shrivel up, the petals are going to fall off, and they're going to be gone. What about the ones in the dirt that the eighth graders are going to plant and Mr. Hilton's going to water? What's going to happen to those? They're not going to die. All right, science lesson, why? What's the difference? They got roots. That's right. They're going to be watered. They're going to have roots. They're going to get sunshine. They're going to grow because they're still connected to the roots. But the cut flowers are not. Jesus gives us the parable today of the vine and the branches. If you stay connected to the vine, you're going to grow. If you're cut off, you're going to die. And that's what Jesus is saying to about us, but it's a parable about our prayer life. About our prayer life. How connected are we to God? What's our prayer life like? Do we have a prayer life that connects to God? Or are we already those cut flowers and we are just sitting around looking good for now, but probably going to die? It's always a good time to review our prayer every day, really. Because in our faith journey, sometimes our prayer is really great and we're really connected to God, and sometimes our prayer is kind of just dry and I just don't want to do it. I got other things to do. And we kind of get disconnected from God. And so our prayer life needs to be like these flowers that still have that dirt, still have those roots. And our roots are that prayer, that connection to God, so that God can continue to water us, continue to let us grow. And let Mary shine in the middle of all of that. And obviously, one of those great ways of prayer is the Mass that we're celebrating today. Because not only do we have that time of prayer, but we're also being fed by the Eucharist, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. So it's about our prayer life. And so when we look at these flowers and we see them throughout the week, because I know they're going to move to the lobby of the school, you can kind of watch them kind of wither throughout the week, but also after the eighth graders plant the flowers that are going to go in the flower gardens, to see those stay connected. And then the last day of school in a few weeks, they're still there. And then hopefully, when you come back in August, they're still there. Still alive, still showing us beauty and love. And that's also connection to our prayer life. And so as we finish strong for the year, the school year, we're also looking at the summer and planning our summer. How are we going to stay connected to God throughout the summer? What's our prayer plan for the summer? So that we stay connected, so that we stay grounded, that we continue to have those roots and continue to grow in our faith life. Just something to think about, and let Mary help us to contemplate as we look at the wonder and beauty of these flowers, but also know the science behind it, but also know that Christ is asking for that connection every day.